rest of the story. Lillian was always being asked about the origin of that romantic custom, and always she had to reply she didn't know, until one day Lillian decided she was going to discover how it all began. And 6 decades after her research was undertaken, the conclusions have been published by historian Lillian Eichler. That is the rest of the story. The names of the people involved have long since been forgotten. Likewise, precisely when, suffice it to say that it happened once upon a time. It was a young miller, well-known, well-loved in his hometown, in Holland. But he was something else. He was chronically poor. Don't misunderstand, he was a hard-working fellow, this miller. He had been most industrious, but he had a weakness, a soft heart. And whenever one of the townsfolk would be in distress or especially in need, the young miller would come to his aid with money or bread or flour. Yet such a great friend of the poor was he that he often found himself one of them. But then one springtime, this same young miller fell in love. Tradition has it, the young lady was quite beautiful, although in any case the miller thought so. Problem was that her daddy was one of the few townspeople who did not admire the miller's generosity. He, the father, had another man picked out for his daughter, a prosperous pig farmer with a herd of more than 100. One imagines the inevitable conversation between father and daughter. First the daughter protesting Dad's insensitivity to her feelings. Then the father's stern resolve to prevent the mistake of his little girl's lifetime. But it's her lifetime, the daughter says. She's too young to know what is best, the father says, and so on. Anyway, finally it was apparent that the stubborn young lady would have her way, no matter what. To which the father replied that if she was determined to be poor in life, she might as well start out that way. So, he said, there would be no dowry for her wedding. Well, it is a credit to the girl's romantic persistence that she accepted her father's ultimatum. She promptly proceeded to make plans for the wedding ceremony anyway. But that was only the beginning. You remember my telling you of all of the needy people whom this miller had assisted with gifts of money and bread? Well, when they, those people who had benefited from his generosity, when they learned that he was getting married, and when they learned that the bride's father so disapproved that the stingy old fellow refused even to present the traditional dowry, they, the miller's friends, decided to put together a dowry themselves. And they did. Their gifts were not extravagant. There was a Dutch vase, a few plates, some pieces of linen, a new pot. But these friends assembled with their presents, and they went to the girl's house in a happy procession and gave the gifts to her. You might say they showered her with gifts. That's right. This spontaneous Dutch treat, this generous tribute to a young man's generosity and to a young woman's love, that's what initiated the custom of the bridal shower. And now you know the rest of the story.